Feed me. The Ryback Show starts now. Welcome to the Ryback Show Tuesday Live. I am the big guy, Ryback. Thank you for joining me, everybody. Ryback TV here on YouTube, Ryback Rules on Twitch, Periscope at Ryback, and TikTok. The big guy, Ryback 22, still not allowed to share on Instagram. So no streaming. I don't know how long that's going on for, but hopefully back up on IG. Very, very soon. As always, this show, this podcast is brought to you by Feed Me More Nutrition, premium supplement sweetened with stevia and monk fruit. No artificial sweeteners or colors. Vegan friendly, available on feedmemore.com. You can save 20% with discount code RYBACKSHOW20, RYBACKSHOW20 on feedmemore.com. What's going on, everyone? Good to see all of you. Just got back a while ago. Great workout, great conditioning session. Did a big back workout. Did back. Then I did incline sprints on the treadmill and then walked for a total. After my incline sprints, I think I did 7 rounds of incline sprints, 30 seconds sprinting, 30 seconds off. Was a level 11 with 11 speed with 11 incline. That I was done. And then I walked for the rest on an incline and then did 20 on the elliptical. So great training session. A lot of scar tissue breakup prior and after. And had my post-workout meal. And here we are, the Ryback Show. Relaxing for a little bit here. This is my relaxation talking to you guys for the day. So thank you. Should be anyways, depending on who the hell's in this damn chat. As always, super chats are always pulled up on the screen. Other questions will be answered as seen. Hashtag Rybackers. Thank you, Justin. Everybody on TikTok, good to see all of you. I've got to do a little bit more work here tonight with Feed Me More Nutrition. I've got to figure out sort of time. I'm going to try to get a feeding time video done. I leave for my appearances this weekend. So if you're in the Albany, I'll be in Albany at the Colony Center Mall Saturday afternoon, 2 to 4 p.m. at the Heroes Hideout. I believe Teddy Long is also going to be at that signing with me. So if you're in the Albany area, New York area, although New York, it's a big area, but Albany area, come on out 2 to 4 p.m. And then that night I will be at Immortal Championship Wrestling. It's in, how did I pronounce it? I can't remember the name. It's in like Kaja something. It's on my Instagram. I can't remember the, it's in a village, Immortal Championship Wrestling. It's on my Instagram, though. And then Sunday, I will be in Utica at the Live It Downtown Center, I believe, from 1 to 3 p.m. in Utica, New York, doing an picture and autograph signing down there. So if you're in the area, come on out, say hello. And you don't have to get pictures and autographs if you don't want to. You could simply come out and just say hello. And that's that. What do we got going on? Trying to see. Randy, you say you sometimes or you get itchy or tingling skin with the wake up limited energy. That could be the beta alanine. That does that in some people. It's nothing to be concerned with. Some people get a tingling feeling from it. I want to say when I first used beta alanine, I would get that. And then as like it's, if you Google it, they'll give you the, there's nothing to like be concerned with on it. It does it to some people. And I think though, like I haven't had it happen ever since, but maybe when I first used to take the supplement. So not even the wake up, but when I took beta alanine before. So for whatever reason, maybe it's just you get adapt to it. I don't know. And then just other people just doesn't, but I can't even remember. I'm just like, I want to say it did, but I might not have ever had anything to it. But definitely, yeah, that's why we recommend to starting off with the half scoop for people on that to assess your tolerance. I know a few women that can only take a quarter scoop of it. Sucks for me. They only need a tub every 4 damn months. They're getting their money's worth. Good to see all of you. Asking me if I'm done with pro wrestling. I don't know where you've been. I'm not even answering the question anymore. If you're asking it, I'm so offended. Do I like Chevy pickups? Yeah, sure. Why not? You're not going to find me like, man, I really can't stand those damn Chevy pickups. Real trash trucks. Like, no, they're great. They're vehicles. They get people from point A to point B. I'm thankful that they exist. I don't know about anything about tonight's AEW NXT 2.0 show. It's not on. It comes on 8 p.m. here in Vegas. I'm on Pacific time. Hello, hello. Yeah, I saw that Norm Macdonald passed away. It's unfortunate. I didn't even realize he was battling cancer. Supposedly, they said for the last 10 years, I posted a picture on my Instagram and of the Dirty Work movie. I loved that movie with him and the other guy. The other guy's really funny. Artie, is it Artie Lang, I think? But it's, you know, it's crazy how quick time goes by. And, you know, I remember, you know, growing up and watching all this stuff with them. And then it's like people kind of disappear. Or like but I didn't follow them on social, but I loved them, right? And that just kind of reminds me of everything, like, too, with, like, wrestling and walking away from that with everything. And people can love you and like you, but they don't – there's a lot of people that don't follow you. They don't think about it. Everyone has so much going on. And it was one of those I was like, man, I was wondering what happened. Kind of, I never – you're so busy doing things, you just never – and I saw him here and there on some stuff, but – man, he just funny, super talented guy. But death is unfortunately a part of life that, you know, we won't understand until we die. So, but it's crazy the amount of people I feel like ever since COVID, right? Ever since the Kobe stuff, and that was right around the COVID, right prior to it. Even though the COVID talk was already kind of, I'm pretty sure, going on. But it feels like ever since the Kobe death, there's been a lot of death. Like a lot of, like, I don't know. It's crazy, though. Just nothing but positive thoughts, though, to his loved ones, family, friends. I never got to meet him or anything, but I'm just super funny guy. Anything he was ever in, like, I truly enjoyed him. I was big, like, Chris Farley, that whole Saturday Night Live crew. Like, man, just super talented guys. Thank you very much, Brandon, for buying the Big Guy Testosterone Booster. I think you're really, really going to like it. Give it 2-3 weeks and just keep going hard. It's truly, truly great stuff. News of Epstein was coming out and Hong Kong was rioting. Then COVID shut it all down because too much fleas coming out. Yeah, there's a lot. I saw that. I posted something with that today that I saw. And I go, yeah, it's absolute. We live in a crazy world. We're just a small blip in the evolution of humans and human history. In our timeline of being on this planet. And all we know is just our existence, right? There's been people here long, long, long before us, and there'll be people hopefully here long, long, long after us. But there's definitely, and I know people like in the military, and they've told me, they go, there's a lot of crazy shit that we just can't know that goes on. And I live not far from Area 51, and I've been told Area 51 is kind of the decoy. The crazy stuff goes on at other bases, or that we're out in, like, Nevada has a ton of open desert, by the way, where there's not any, and that is where I was told there's other stuff going on, which I don't know. I've never been out there. Area 51 is a couple hours, I think, not even maybe from where I am. And, but I've talked to enough people where they've had people that are involved higher up, and where they just go like, there's crazy stuff that goes on. and no doubt. Right. But I think there's definitely something to that, how that Epstein stuff and everyone that was tied to it. And then all of a sudden, like, there's just, it's just insane. And you look at that and you're just like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense, actually. And, like, what are they afraid of? It's going to corrupt the whole, like, are these people that powerful? They're able to just, you know, but how long does this go on for to protect these people? Because the moment the COVID stuff is able to die down, you would think, Jesus Christ. We're going to block it. Just shell shock. Not, you don't talk to me in capital letters, bucko. And you don't spam the big guy's chat. You just get shell-shocked out of Rybackville. But it's like, how powerful are these people? Mueller, you crossed the line, my man. All you had to do was ask the question. Now we can't answer your question because you were a piece of trash. I don't want to shell-shock people out of Rybackville, guys. I want a good community here. I'd like to keep the numbers up. But I have no problem getting rid of just a hillbilly piece of shit. Yeah, I'm talking in my white, whitey-tighty voice. You're out of here, bucko. Three strikes and you're out. With the big guy, it's one strike, pal. He didn't ask a horrible question. He just did it 20 times with capital letters. I believe he wanted to know something about nutrition for children, but I don't, he's not going to be able to hear it now. So there's, well, the train of truth, guys, even if we know the truth, it's like, it doesn't, as long as, I just don't want our lives screwed up. But I mean, there's like a who's who. I think, I have a feeling it's like, is that the Hollywood thing? You like get famous and then you go fuck kids. Like, I don't know what the deal is. I've never done a movie. I don't know what the deal. Did The Rock ever go out there to Epstein Island? I know Chappelle's talk. I've seen Chappelle do shows, and he's talked about how it's crazy and he got out of it. I'm like, clearly there's something, like some code that like you make it as an actor, and all of a sudden, like, you drink baby's blood and have – I got to be careful how I talk TikTok. You know what I'm saying? Is The Rock and Batista going down there, tag teaming? What's going on? I need to know this stuff because maybe occasionally I want to do a movie at some point. I don't know. Jose, thank you for being a fan. Guys, I'm not returning back to WWE. I don't know what to tell you. There's been fake things coming out saying I'm returning again. I've told you guys from the beginning, though, I'm coming back at some point. I just don't know. I'm not going to announce it. But I think some people can't, they just refuse to understand that my sense of humor on things. Justin, I'm glad you like the workout gloves. Yeah, they're comfortable gloves, man. I've got a pair. I think, where's my pair in here? Yeah. I've got my Feed Me More Nutrition workout gloves. They're super comfortable with these. I'm not a big workout glove person. I've got the man hands. I'm proud of them. But a lot of people do wear them. So that's why, you know, we get accessories for people. We got the double-barreled water bottles coming and the drawstring gym bags. And we've got workout gym bags already and lifting straps and ankle socks and shaker bottles, half-gallon jugs, workout towels, wristbands. We've got it all. Actually, speaking of water, I've just found it. I saw an ad, and I get like those. I don't know if you guys in Vegas, we have like these home concept, like these nice, like Las Vegas living magazines that I don't know how I started getting sent these, but I'm glad I do because like if you like want to remodel something or like you want a tree service, it's like a essentially a business magazine for the valley of like for good stuff. And in it, the latest one that came, I checked it out. It had a thing for an alkaline water system and where they do like you could do low payments per month also. And I was like, but I took a look. Their systems are for your whole house, from your shower water, your faucets. They give you water, alkaline, pure clean water everywhere to bathe your body, to clean your vegetables. I go, and that's my next purchase. So I called them today. I'm going to have them be coming out here. Hold on, India. I'm glad it's Wednesday in India, but it's now blackout day here in Ryback, Phil, for you because you've just been shell shocked down a pit of spikes. But I'm looking into getting an alkaline water system for my entire house because the water in Vegas, and I've got a really good reverse osmosis system, just but it's on a filtered tank. It's not for everything. And I was like, I try to wash my vegetables. I got to use the filtered water because the regular water is it's bad here. Like it's really bad. Hold on, we got a super chat. Young M, a lot of people are starting to reveal how WWE actually is, including Mick Foley. He said that WWE isn't the place he would trust with his career in this day and age. What's your take on it? Yeah, I heard that video from Mick. What's my take on it? I don't know if you've not heard anything I've talked about since I've left. I've told the truth on everything, and I'm done with like explaining things to you guys. Either you fucking idiots are going to listen or you're not. And I'm talking when I say fucking idiots, I'm saying the people that don't listen. Like, I don't know what anybody that questions me, go to fucking hell. Like, how are you sitting on a couch going to fucking know what's going on over somebody who's been there at the highest level and was very figured in his whole time there, figured in, right? And there since he was 22. So get the hell out. Like, mixed talking, great. I don't have a take on it. I've given you guys my take time and time again. It's such a, I've talked positive, bad, negative. I just give you guys everything straight. Either you can understand it or you can't. Get it through your mark fucking brains. God damn. Whatever Mick said, cool. And I'm not talking to the good fans on this. I'm talking to the idiots. And we all know who they are. They're all the same shit talkers that talk to everybody. I love because Conrad now on from the Pritchard Show and all the other shows, Conrad will occasionally. I love that Conrad's getting massive hate now because he's been successful. And he's not even a pro wrestler, but he's doing all the good podcast. And I just laugh. And I'll sometimes click on something he'll copy. I already got the person blocked. It's like all the time I see this. Or if somebody else will post something and I'll click and it's the person's blocked. I go, it's the same group of shitheads that are going around talking trash to people. Just block them and keep going. Losers, losers. Yeah, I've just explained everything from day one. Like, it's clear. And then somebody else will come out and say, I'm like, oh, Ryback was telling us the truth. Like, if you don't believe me, whatever, get out of here. I don't even care if you listen to the show, just leave. I'm done. I have nothing to gain by doing it. Nothing. Would I ever go to Joe Rogan's podcast? Absolutely. I believe me and Joe have a lot to talk about. Stem cells, wrestling, MMA. I think me and Joe, vegan versus meat eating. I think that the conversations we could have are going to be great. My story, I believe, will be eventually told on that show. I don't plan on telling my story in pro wrestling. My return to pro wrestling is just going to be beating the shit out of people in a very physical way that Ryback does. And I'm talking as a physical actor on that with that. But hungry, I'm back, Ryback, just go. Nobody's going to want to hear the story of I overcame so much. I don't give a shit. I talk about it on here and I'm just going to go back and be back. I'm not going to give no promo in the ring like Punk did, trying to explain, like, hey, the UFC stuff, if you hate me for it, cool, never happened, did it happen? No, I'm not going to go and explain anything. I'm just going to go and be bigger and badder and more dominant than I've ever been. And either you're with it or you're not. That's it. You guys, the story's here. Then I'll go on one of those shows and tell the sob story. and all that deal, right? So I've no place for that in pro wrestling at this point. I've explained it so damn much, but I think the story will be told on Rogan's podcast. The pandemic queen. Pandemic queen, you type anything like that again, I'm shell-shocking you out of here. I will shell-shock you, pandemic queen, in a heartbeat. I've wrestled Big E many times. I love Big E. Big E, very happy for him. I put out a congratulations on Twitter, and we'll see how his run goes with it. And it's anything could happen. We don't know. I thought Lashley's run was incredible, and I'm very happy for Bobby Lashley with that. I don't know what the Raw rating, I don't know if that came out yet. I'm curious to see, because that Monday Night Football game was fantastic. I didn't turn on Raw until the game was over, which the Raw was only like 45 minutes in, because it comes on here in Pacific time. But for everybody else, East Coast and Central, they missed a big chunk of Raw if they were watching the game. So I'm curious to see if their rating took a big hit. Yes, your daughter at 12, all the ingredients in kick out would be safe. I always would advise asking your primary care physician, but it is an immune system booster that is a safe supplement. There's nothing in that that's dangerous. As long as she has no underlying health conditions or anything like that, just a healthy 12-year-old, yeah. Yeah, Young, I'm sorry. I didn't know you already addressed it multiple times. I'm new to your channel and streams. Apologies. I'm not yelling at you personally, Young M. It's just in general the group of people with it. Like I've explained, there's been interview after interview. I've done podcasting from the day I left. We started the show in maybe not the day that I left. Within the first 6 months of when I walked out of WWE. So I've been podcasting for over 5 years now. Over 5 years. So I'm not mad. I just think it's over and over. People that are here all the time, it's the same. It's just like how much, you know, part of me always thinks is like, I'm not going to retire because I think it's such a negative thing to give up on yourself. And I know I'm going to retire. I know I'm coming back. So it would just be a BS lie to do that. But at the same time, I go, at least though that would shut people up, but it wouldn't. People would still be like, oh, you got to come back. You're still young. You're in your 30s. Come back. I'm coming back, but I do. All right, Pandemic Queen, you just got shell-shocked out of here. I shell-shocked you a little harder than I probably should have. I really enjoyed it, though. Ryback, any cardio advice for a 6'5", 295-pound guy? As long as you're healthy, it just depends. I'm a big fan of high-intensity interval training. But it depends on that. I don't know how you're built, if you're in shape, not in shape. The elliptical is a great conditioning tool that won't put a lot of stress on your joints. And I think going from that and like Stairmaster is really good. Also Stairmaster is a lot more difficult. Stairmaster though, if you could do a combination of a Stairmaster elliptical, you're going to get in good shape. And you just start whatever you can do, man. And then you got to start pushing yourself. And you know, you start off on the Stairmaster and maybe you're going to go 15 minutes on level 5. And you do it, but you're dead tired. So it's like, okay, let's do that for a week. And then the following week, try to maybe go to level 6. And maybe you can't do level 6 for 15. You can only do it for 5 minutes. And then you do the rest for level 5. But you see what I'm saying? You just got to kind of get yourself a starting point and start adding on and not worry about what anybody else is doing. I've always just found it very easy to start things and then just scale up. Like, that is my mindset on things, and then just get as good as I can on it over time. Thank you very much, Security, from coming over from TikTok. Yeah, we've got a good following on TikTok today. There were a lot of people on there. We had a few, 300 or 400 people in here earlier. I think we're down to like 270, 260 something in here, but that's better than the YouTube chat, so that's good. Got any good questions on TikTok? Get a question from TikTok. We're about to hit 1.7 million on there. It could happen after this, actually. Thank you for telling me to eat chips. A lot of people like to comment, eat chips. I always laugh when I see that. Big Evil says, Big Guy, did you see the Karrion Kross vignette on Raw? No, I did not. What was on the what was on his vignette? How much money to see those abs? All you got to do is just go on my Instagram. There's ab pictures on there. Goldberg got nothing on you. Thank you. Very kind of you. I enjoy Goldberg. I'm doing well. Just having a little decaf coffee. Doing the Ryback Show. My favorite pair of shoes right now are my Under Armour shoes. I used to be a Nike Air Max guy, and then I switched to the Under Armour. I don't like the air pockets in shoes anymore, especially for lifting. And I find the Under Armour, like cross-training shoes, are super, super comfortable and fit my feet. I've got fat feet. I have size 14 feet. So, and they're wide. So the Under Armour shoes are a little wider than the Nike Air Maxes. Jose, yeah, No Butcher's great, man. I wish they actually had a bigger menu there. Their sandwiches are so good. I wish they had like sweet potato fries. They just have chips. They're not bad at all. It's great. Their sandwiches are fantastic. I just wish they had a little bit bigger menu. And I say that just from the standpoint so I could do more food videos there. I think they have one thing they're doing, the crab cake sandwich. Maybe that's where I'll go this week and do a crab cake sandwich from there. Good to see all of you. Thank you for joining. Hello, hello. Please, in inglés, mi amigo. Mi español, muy mal. Un poco español. Milk from a cow is bad. It causes inflammation in the human body. It's not meant for us. It was all just simply capitalism for bad. They saw a way to profit off of cow's milk to humans and lie to humans for many, many, many years, which they're still doing, while torturing animals. That's why you shouldn't drink it. It's not meant for us. And that's why so many people have bad reactions to it. Not for us. It's for baby cattle. Yeah, let's see my abs so you know they're not a fraud. Because I completely fake taking pictures of my own gym. Oh, yeah. No, I didn't see the Karrion Kross promo, but you just said the references he made kind of Sean O'Hare. No, I will have to see what happens. I don't know what they're doing with all of that. I just know that they announced him from Sin City, and that's what I had came up with when I was in WWE. It was part of the Ryback character. And then Vince, they took it away from me. They took away all the cool aspects of it after we got rid of Feed Me More for a while and all that. And that always bothered me because I always – and when I go back to wrestling, I'll be from Sin City. It's my deal. So, but I'm happy that he's on the main roster. He's a good guy. Do you know any food – simplistic, thank you for the super chat. Do you know any foods or supplements – that can reverse premature gray hair? I don't know, man. I mean, I don't know if you get premature gray hair. I think a lot of that's genetic too. And it's also your lifestyle. I mean, gray hair hits when it hits. There's guys in WWE in their 30s, you know, that have gray hair. Guys in their low 30s. Some guys in their late 20s get it, you know. And then other people can go well into their 40s and 50s and not get it. And I just know my dad, and I think I have pretty good genetics on that end, but also diet. I think not drinking a lot of hard liquor. I think hard liquor makes you gray quicker. But I don't know. But I think once the gray hits, it hits. Other than that, hair club for men. But I think the dye, I just think you just embrace gray hair. I don't think there's anything wrong. Like, having gray hair is like not a bad thing. I'm going to have it eventually, I'm sure. Like, it's not going to be, just rock a gray beard. I feel like dyeing it is just like odd. I hope my head, I'll grow my hair out long, bushy, gray, silver hair with a silver beard, and I'll go back to being the silverback. All right, Drox, we're just going to, you're a weirdo. I just want you to hear this, Drox, before I shell shock you. What a weird, weird human being you are. Get the fuck out of here. Blocked. Yeah, Stratos talk, the 1-2-3 muscle joint tendon will help with your back. Also, I've added in a new supplement that I've discovered called Moringa, as they have Moringa trees, but I get the supplement, which is supposedly, and the reason why I got it, is it's supposed to be even stronger, way stronger than turmeric. But I'm stacking it with the turmeric because I'm taking the turmeric and the 1-2-3 as well as on my food. It's stronger, though, than turmeric for inflammation, which I'm taking for my shoulder. Then I found it has all these fat burning because I've been taking it for a few days, and I noticed my metabolism, the scales started going down again, and I go, holy hell, the Moringa, it helps you break down body fat more efficiently. And I go, how the hell have I not heard of this amazing supplement? It has all these vitamins and antioxidants in it. It's amazing. And I go, how have I not heard of this? Now I'm going to want to like put this. I go, I got to add Moringa. I'm going to have to add this into my formulas at some point. I would add that in the 1-2-3 muscle joint tendon formula. Yeah, the softball is really good for the back as well on that. For the pain on the QL muscles, follow Smashworks on Instagram. Smashworks, SMASHWERX, and on YouTube. He has video after video. If you just Google in or YouTube Smashworks, whatever your problem is, he will have a video or videos on it, I promise. I've not experienced any paranormal activities, but if I ever do, I'm going to try to stay with them. I hope they don't let me go. I'll ask them if they can come back and get my dog's family and go back to their civilization. I have been to New Orleans. I've wrestled AJ Styles once in, I believe, it was either Qatar or Abu Dhabi. It was a lot of fun. That was a cool show. It was hot out, I remember. It was on a tour we did, and I think we started off. I want to say it was a UK. Great. Harassment and bullying. We've been kicked off of TikTok Live now. We got to be careful. I guess we're not allowed to say shell shock people. Little bitches on there. I'm going to have to send a message to my guy. TikTok has some strict rules on there. That's why I said when I get talking, I got to remember like, oh, I'm on TikTok. But I'll have to dispute that one because I wasn't harassing or bullying anybody. No, I think The Rock's not anything long-term with WWE. I don't know. Maybe... I think he's at his age and doing the movies, and maybe he goes back for one big match with Roman if they can get that done, which I think a lot of people would be interested in. Yeah, TikTok is. I had a feeling TikTok is. They're very, very strict with that. I don't even like cussing. That's why I try to, but I cuss. I like to have fun on this, but you got to be careful. Oh, I own a lot of guns. Yeah. And like, not like we've got a ton of, we've got a gun safe and I've got ton of ammo. I know how to shoot. I was never a fan of guns. I was never a fan of guns, but I don't hate them. I'm just like, it's good to have them and for home protection and, you know, in case stuff ever gets stupid, because the people that have them, you obviously, you know, but I've got enough. So, I've wrestled Dean Ambrose, John Moxley a lot. Yeah. Tons of matches with him. I don't have any beef with any WWE wrestlers. No. I always got along great with everybody for the most part. Even Punk and Cena always got along when they were around me. Never once did. It was just What other questions do we have? I don't have a favorite wrestling championship. What will happen if AJ Styles joins AEW? Well, he will join AEW. That's all. It's very simple, guys. Very simple on that. I've never had allergies, so I'm not the person to ask on. I wouldn't know. I don't know anything about that. I've never had allergies, or so I'm not educated on that matter to even give you anything on it. I don't know what are the UK gun laws. I'm not aware. I don't keep up with a lot of what goes on. I just my life and stay focused. I don't know what the UK gun laws are. I played football in high school. Yeah, I was all 4 years, halfback, freshman, halfback, fullback, and middle linebacker, and the kicker. Was I the punter too? I think I was a punter, kicker. And then what else? Sophomore year, same. And then junior year, fullback, outside, was I outside linebacker with the defense we ran? And then senior year, I was tight end, and because I switched high schools, I wanted to play fullback, and I should have. They had a younger guy that wasn't good. They were a newer high school, though. They had a younger team, but we beat my old team, which that was, I had a really good game that game. And I wasn't the kicker. They had a guy that could kick better than me at that school. Huge guy. He kicked. He was a monster. And I was glad because it was a lot doing everything. And then some tight end and defensive end my senior year. Nope, I never get any headaches while training in the gym. I am completely clueless on the California recall. I don't know what's going on with any of that. I don't live in California, and I don't concern myself with anything over there. I wish the people would stop moving here, though. That's what I wish. Steroids should not be legalized. They should be banned all the way across the board and everything outside of TRT for health reasons and for medicinal purposes. I think they shouldn't be allowed in bodybuilding, powerlifting. I think they should be done away with permanently. And you see all the guys dropping dead. And I'm telling you, it is no business. And all these little social media, you're going to see even more people. Like, it happened. It just, people are getting all these horrific health things happening to them. And the steroids are involved with all of it. You're going to see a lot more of it. They don't belong in anything. They're not good for us. I don't know anything about the WWE draft. I think that's great, though. They've done it every year. I have no predictions. I don't think they have any predictions. Feed Me, thank you for the super chat. First off, love your vids and personality. Second, how do you personally deal with hate? And how would you recommend overcoming it? It's hard to ignore. Yeah, so you're going to see it. Nobody, you can't not see hate. You just have to value your time and your goals more than giving them your time and your energy. Because here's how I look at it. I look at hate as a factory line that is never going away. That's all I can do is just block it as it decides to come at me and keep working on what I'm working on. And that's it. There's so many people on this planet. That's all they do. Hate comes from having a loser mindset, insecure mindset, distracted mindset, not having anything going on in your life mindset. Once you realize that, you just realize it's all them and it's not you. But it's okay. Like, as we see hate, the hate is like fine. We're all going to see things that we don't like, but it's the people that think that they have to go and try to spread and try to ruin people. But it's not even things, the majority of people, and by majority, just pretty much all of it, they lack the ability to even present a message in an educated way without attacking. And it's even funny, the ones that will try it, they still will sneak something in there to try to take a shot. And you just block. They don't matter. They don't fucking matter. They're not going to contribute anything to your life. There's no constructive criticism with it. They're fucking losers. Know the people that you like, that you are willing to receive criticism for. You could have one or two people in your life. That's all you need with that. The rest can go fuck off, right? And that's up to us. That's the great, beautiful thing about life. But you got to remember, no matter what you do, the more famous you get, or the moment people start seeing your stuff, everyone has an opinion. Just value your time and energy enough. And that's why I tell people, don't get too caught up in the comments. We're all going to see them, but don't let it take up your time. If you do it and you see, you know what, fuck this, and just get away from it and keep what work. Know what you need to do every day and go do it. And I promise you, the success eliminates anything with it. They're not going to be able to, like, just keep being successful and being happy. Don't let them be able to take away your happiness. Value your happiness. And what you do, the way by you do that is stay busy in real life. And if you stay busy in real life, I promise you, you won't get caught up in it. But the moment you become frozen and you hang out in the underworld with them, you're hanging out in the underworld, aka the comments, you're fucking wasting time on social outside of things that you're learning or getting value from. Does that make sense? That's why I think don't get too caught up in it. Just value your time and energy more than them. And this is, they're losers. Just a factory line of losers. I have the image. And I know the majority of them don't have photos. And the ones that do, they're fucking idiots. They look stupid. That's all you got to go by. Just keep that in your head and don't take away all power from those people. That's why I have no issue with any. I know it's never anybody successful and fucking of a positive mindset. It's the complete opposite every time. Keep that in your head, block him, and just know who and what you are. Be good to people in real life and keep working. Just work. That's the best advice I could give on it, though. I love pit bulls. Yes, I love all dogs. I think dogs are absolutely amazing. What happened? Uh-oh, Arnold. What happened with Arnold? Do I give advice about love? Because I might ask some questions. Ask a question about love. I'm intrigued to hear it. All right. Question of the day. Umar is coming through with the question of the day. Who would win, a rabbit-sized John Laurinaitis versus turtle-sized Big E? I'm going with the turtle-sized Big E. Big E is very strong. Turtle size Big E destroys John Laurinaitis. Oh, spammer. I didn't see the Arnold spammer. Yeah, I believe dogs are here to teach us love and happiness and peace. They're the absolute most beautiful creatures. Oh, and a lot of animals are. In my opinion, what's the biggest flaw in the wrestling industry today? I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm just looking forward to getting back and knowing what I know and applying it. And that's all I can worry about. Thank you for the super sticker, Big Evil. Thank you. Thank you. You're disabled and wanting to know how to build up your lung capacity and stamina. I don't know what your disability is, if it's lower body or your arms and legs. I can't answer that until I have a little more information. I don't know. There's wrestlers are strong in a lot of different ways. There's a lot of strong wrestlers. Leah, thank you very much. Appreciate you always coming in. No, I'll never retire at a beach. I don't like the water. I like staying as far away from the ocean as possible. I don't mind if it's I don't know. I don't believe we even belong in the water, to be honest. I won't go on cruise ships. I won't do any of that. Not for me. Other people do love it, and that's great. That's what the beautiful thing about life is, we're all different. Would I wrestle a chimp if I saw one? No, but I'd probably keep it. A chimp in the house with Sophie and little guy would be amazing. I'd have to condition it to treat Sophie really good. Yes, microwave popcorn is bad for us. It's always good to go with air pop popcorn. Brandon, thank you very much for stopping in, buddy. No, I don't wear hats. I'm not a hat person. Super chat, Julian, great. My name is Julian from Spain. Hello, Julian. Thank you for joining. Yeah, I'm not quite sure. I got to look. I got it saved on my phone. I got to take a look at the TikTok, and it's unfortunate. I already know what's going on with that. Well, what I'll be able to do is dispute it, and that should be able to otherwise it's a week of no that. But that doing the lives greatly helps increase the engagement and following on there. I have a cold tub. Have I ever tried cryotherapy? I have a cold tub in my backyard, but I've done the dry cryo. I like my cold tub better. Yeah, I've shaved off my beard I never had a beard until I became Ryback. Skip Sheffield was a clean shaven corn fed meathead from College Station, Texas. I don't know anything about the anabolic diet. I haven't even heard of that. I don't use any hair products at all. I just eat a very healthy vegan diet. I eat a lot of foods with a lot of antioxidants and a lot of things that are anti-aging. So I think all those beard creams and things are just things that are gimmicks with that kind of stuff. Not that to say that they're like bad with all that, but if you just had a normal healthy diet, you wouldn't have a need for any of that stuff. Hold on, let me. I switched my dog's food, though. I give them all real food and real treats. They still get the greenies because they love those for their teeth. But I give them black rice and pinto beans or black beans with their chicken and vegetables that are ground up, processed in a food processor with the different vitamins. And they absolutely love it. And then they get fruits and vegetables throughout the day. Hello, Feed Me again. What's the story behind Feed Me More in Ryback? We've talked about that before, but it was just essentially, I got that was from a book, one of the books of a positivity. There was stuff about feeding your soul and Feed Me in it. And it was something that I was like, I was reading and had seen, but the cooks at Smoky Bones, they used to hide food for me. That's where I got the big guy. My manager used to call me big guy. Where's the big guy? And I go, that's going to be my nickname when I go back to pro wrestling. And I used to call him Jimbo Slice, which he goes by. And so we gave each other nicknames, which ended up when I came back. And then I created Ryback and had that. And then the cooks used to say, feed me more, feed me more. And that was the code for they would hide like food for me in secret locations in the restaurant. They would like mess up orders because I ate all the time. And that was one of my driving factors for saving money and staying in Louisville until I got rehired and not moving home, was working at a restaurant so that I could cut down on my food bill. And it was a plan that worked out beautifully in the end. And it was honestly as low of a point in my life as it might've looked. It was actually not a bad time. So much good came from that, but that's where it came from. And then I had that in me and I had used it and decided to use it in as an extension of me in pro wrestling. And I'm the owner of it. I own all of it, and I'll own Ryback here, which I'm legally Ryback, but WWE won't be able to use it. They'll have to pay me for anything with any of my branding in the future. Once it's given to me in February, probably January or February. Yeah, spinach is very, very good for us. Simplistic G, next flavor of Wake Up. I'm not sure yet. We got to wait and see. I've got so much going on and waiting to see with price increases, with everything going on. I'm kind of waiting to see because I scaled a lot during COVID and grew. And I'm waiting to see what's going to happen with everything, with the world. And I'm so focused. Everything's up and running and running smoothly and beautifully with Feed Me More Nutrition. We got our new Too Sweet is the next supplement coming out here, hopefully in the next 4 weeks. And I'm focused on getting that out. I've had a bunch of reorders, keeping things in stock. The Big Eye Testosterone Booster is on its way right now. It should be the fulfillment by Thursday or Friday. That will be back in stock. We ran out the other day, but like it's been or a week ago maybe with that. So I don't know what the next flavor will be. There's a lot that I want to do, but this company has gotten really big. I've got to be very careful with the way things are going. I need to see with what's happening in the world. And I think a lot of people want to know what's going on in the world, but I've seen a lot of price increases and had to up my prices and probably got to up my prices on a few other things as well. Because my costs are going up a lot. Like my creatine costs have doubled. dealing with thousands of units, my cost have doubled because the cost of creatine has doubled. That's insane. So I, you know, I've just, I don't know what the next flavor is going to be. There's a ton. I got to see where we're at with the other supplements. I want to get, again, I got to get multiple things out. We have three flavors with that already. So it's like, it's not as urgent as some of the other things for me. Now, powder, the GTS won't work, Man of Steel. The ingredients won't taste good in a powder. That stuff, some of those ingredients are very potent. That has to stay in a capsule. The powders in that are just too strong. The flavor profile, they're just too strong. It just would not be a good tasting product. Thank you, peeps. Yeah, I'm in a very good place mentally and physically. And trying to just get the shoulder. We've got the last scar tissue. I do ultrasound and shockwave therapy throughout the week. And the tissue is finally, there's just this tissue in my rear deltoid. And it was so fibrous. I've broken it down so much. And it's like with the therapist I see, she goes, you're so close. Like we're getting there. And I have no doubt I'm going to have my full spectrum of strength and agility, and believe my best years are ahead of me. So I saw somebody the other day, like said something, they go, you're just another has-been, washed up has-been. I just smile. And I'm like, even if I never went back ever again, I go, I've lived my dream at the highest level and did it my whole adult life and have been able to take so much good from all of it. But I know I'm going to be able to go back and have a even better run than I had before, because I'm not going to be in any pain. I was in pain the entire time with all my injuries that were connected to my ankle, with all that ran into my back. That was all connected, and my shoulder from developmental, and that started right away. My shoulder was bad from day one. Now to have that, and that's why I'm taking the time to get it right so I can go back, and it's very physical, but I was just in such a state of pain all the time, and wrestlers are always hurt, but I was dealing with major injuries that ended up, I had no business being able to recover from, but I'm pretty damn stubborn and in a good way, and that I won't give up on myself. And that's why I'll never let a loser, anybody that says that, I go, motherfucker, if I go back and I'm 50, I'll go back. Like, I'll get it back. Like I will not stop. When I set my mind to something, I do it. I do it every single time. So that's why I can tell you with confidence, I know I'm going to do it. It's just where I'm taking the time to get my shoulder right, because nobody cares about your health. The fans, nobody, you're not there. Like, you don't deal with it. The person does. And it's up to me to get it back and to keep it for the rest of my life. So, and then in that, do what I love to do and enjoy and continue to grow everything I'm doing and help a bunch of people in the process and try to spread some good with wealth for the things that I believe in my lifetime. Because there's a lot of corrupt, bad people on this planet. I don't have a crush. I don't know what you, I'm just going to block you. I feel like you're a weirdo. Thank you very much, peeps. Yep. I would never make a bad decision for the outside. I stay true to myself, and I've learned that. All right, guys, with that, we're going to wrap tonight's show. I got to go take the dogs out. I got to make one more meal here, throw on a little bit of NXT, see what's going on with that situation, and then call it a night and get up early and wake up hungry and say, feed me more. Check out Feed Me More Nutrition, guys. Get your orders in on there, feedmemore.com. Save 20% with discount code RYBACKSHOW20, RYBACKSHOW20, feedmemore.com. Thank you, as always, for joining me. And listening, this show is available on all podcast platforms as well. Have a good evening, my friends. Enjoy the pro wrestling if you're watching it. And stay hungry. Feed me more.